We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The right. Anger that Falcons fans feel right now, correct, about this Falcons team is 100% justified.
Correct.
I think Braves fans are in the exact same place. And there are certain things that, like, as you go through your life, you think you understand, but then you don't quite understand until something happens definitively.
Right.
Like, last night, I think, helped really open my eyes in a certain way to the reality of the Atlanta Braves fan. And I tweeted out after the loss, for whatever reason, I was feeling like I wanted to be optimistic on social media. I don't know why. I apologize for that. Something about, you know, now it comes down to a game five in Atlanta, and I trust this team. And the word trust and the word Atlanta and the word playoffs really has people feeling a certain type of way.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. I'm a trust because I ain't got no other choice but to do it.
Well,
man. I mean, I don't.
You do have a choice.
No, I don't.
You cannot trust him.
I don't want to not trust him.
I don't want to not trust him either.
I'm not going to go out there. I wrote this is the first thing I wrote on this rundown that Brian and Wendy put together for us every morning.
The beautiful rundown today, by the way.
The great rundown.
Well done.
I said, I'm not going to get into the just typical Atlanta. I'm not going to get into it.
Okay.
I'm not going to. I'm not going to. You know why? Because I still got 2 days. All right. I'm not going to put myself in that mode right now.
Until it happens.
Yes.
If it happens.
I'm not going to do it,
which,
man,
hopefully it doesn't.
Because
happen.
They tricked that game off yesterday, but you got to understand, it got away from them early, and they still battled and battled and found a way to keep it close. But I'm not going to put myself in that.
Neither am I.
No.
Neither am I. I'm not going to do that either. But my point is, those that are, they're justified in doing so.
Oh, I'm not talking. I'm talking about me. Now, if you want to feel that way, go ahead. More power to you.
Because there's a track record.
Yes, it is.
And an accumulation of scar tissue.
Yes, it is.
That has Braves fans feeling the way that they're feeling this morning. And I can't sit here and tell people not to feel that way. Look, again, they could win tomorrow. I think that they are going to win tomorrow, personally. I think they're going to come home and win this baseball game.
See, there's
tomorrow.
The thing. You just started out, they could, and then they are. Just say they are. Don't say they could win.
Well,
No. Positive
again,
thoughts.
It doesn't matter
positive
what I think.
Positive thoughts through the mic this morning.
I heard Hugh say that to John this morning. I was like, who cares? It doesn't make a difference what I feel. Like, we're going to break it down. But, like, me, my positivity, same thing as you not jinxing Julio Teheran yesterday. That's not the reason he lost the game.
But, I mean, who didn't know Julio was going to do that?
Well, we all did.
Okay.
If he got put into that situation.
We all knew what Julio was going to do when he got put in there.
Of course, which is why, you know, you want to try to avoid putting him in that situation. My point is just this. Like, every sports fan in this city has had a tough go.
Oh, no doubt.
Like, every single one of you.
No doubt.
But if you're separating the fan bases between, except Atlanta United fans. Atlanta United fans have not had a tough go. Atlanta United fans have only been spoiled.
Yes.
Okay? Like,
yes.
The worst thing that's happened is they're second in the East this year.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Atlanta United fans are eating at the fancy buffet every single night. Like, the five-star restaurant every single night. It is a spoiled existence being an Atlanta United fan, which is great. And hopefully they can have another nice run through the playoffs this year. But if you're a Hawks fan, you've got a lot of misery.
Yep.
You're a Falcons fan, a lot of misery. Nobody's had it worse than Braves fans. The Braves, and I know they won one World Series, I know that. But getting closer as they did forever and ever, and the way that it's gone, like the heartbreaking and heart-wrenching ways in which the Braves have lost throughout the history of this franchise, especially over the last 30 years, I'm sorry, man. They've had it the worst.
They've had it bad. I don't know if you can say anything's worse than losing the Super Bowl the way the Falcons did. I just can't do it. Can you really think of the Braves, they come close and all that. Of course, you know, the infield fly and all that.
Yeah.
And I still remember crying when Curry Puckett hit that damn home run. I mean, I remember all these days. But the way the Falcons Super Bowl?
Maybe there's not one individual. Yeah, because that's probably the worst loss in the history of sports.
Yeah.
There might not be one individual moment that's as bad as that. But there's a lot of moments, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. With the Falcons, it's kind of like there's a few. There's that one.
You know,
there's the NFC Championship game in 12.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously Super Bowl in 98, but that one was never really close, unfortunately. Like,
but the thing about the one in 98 is that the whole Eugene, everybody hates him still to this day because they feel like he's the reason they lost because the players straight up all not consoling him. You know, it was because, you know, John Elway threw that pass through Rod Smith.
Mm-hmm.
and everything. But, yeah, I mean, it's been a heartbreak. It has been a devastating way to lose in this city. And so that's why I said, I get what you're saying.
Sure.
I said, I'm not going to go down that route.
Neither am I. I'm just saying there's a lot of people feeling that way
yes.
and remembering those memories today based on what happened last night, because what happened last night was excruciating.
Yeah.
Like, that was just about as, I mean, you were there, you're watching it, I'm watching it, we're all just sitting on our couches. My wife, who is a diehard Braves
fan. Yes, she is.
I mean, she's been through this as she's 31. She turned 31 yesterday. So basically her entire life has been really good Braves teams
mm-hmm.
that have come up short.
Right.
Like, that's basically what she's existed through. She couldn't even watch yesterday. When things started going down in the seventh inning and they start stranding the bases loaded and stuff, she picked up her phone and she's like listening to stuff on Snapchat. And I'm like, Ashley, it's the eighth inning of mm-hmm. a playoff game. The Braves are winning. She's like, I know what's going to happen. It's like, stop.
Stop doing that.
Don't do that.
And see,
but she was right, though.
I was at a little hole in the wall spot because I had to run some errands. And so I'm sitting there at the bar. It's me and this Georgia Tech fan. And he is like Georgia Tech all the way down. And all he kept saying the whole time was, these doggone Braves. That's all he said the whole time, man. The Braves. This is what they do to us. I'm just like, yeah, I mean, I'm a part of it, but at the same time, I got to keep some positivity, because the one thing I know about sports, and since being retired and paying attention to a little bit more, dude, I'm not going to let these people drive me crazy. Not going to. I gave that up after my Dogs lost to that first Alabama game when we were supposed to go to play Notre Dame in the national championship.
In 12, yeah.
After that, I said I would not let any of my favorite sports teams drive me crazy, and I don't. No.
Yeah.
So
well,
I'm just gonna think positive.
I wish that I had that ability. I do not.
I'm not gonna let them drive me crazy.
I let them drive the Braves are, like, currently driving me crazy.
Can't do it.
What happened last night drove me crazy. The way that and it's just about the way that it went. Okay.
Yeah.
Because the Braves had 10 chances to win the game
yes.
last night. The Cardinals had two or three.
But they took advantage.
They took all of them.
Every single chance they took. We said this when we found out they were playing the Cardinals. The Cardinals are going to beat themselves.
They are not going to beat themselves.
And what's crazy is
they've done things
they've done
this
things.
Series to
exactly.
beat themselves. And the Braves over the last three games, for whatever reason, have scored 10 runs. The offense has been invisible.
Andy,
all right, we'll get back to it in a minute.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.